Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Thinking about all the passionate discussions we heard from you and others last week regarding guns in America and security in schools, here's a question that has not surprisingly popped up this fall. Do teachers and professors want to carry weapons in school? What's more, do teachers increasingly fear gun violence to the point that they're just questioning their decision to become teachers at all? Daniel Hammermesh is a professor emeritus of economics who still works at the University of Texas, Austin. He announced he would withdraw from his position and will be done after teaching this fall. Professor Hammermesh, describe your decision, how you came to it, and how many students is it going to affect?
Well, I have lots of opportunities to teach elsewhere, and when the gun law allowing carry in classrooms and offices was passed, it made me think I should exercise those opportunities. So at 72, I have lots of opportunities still. I have a nice pension. I just don't want to bear the increased risk of facing a student in my office who gets disgruntled and pulls a gun out on me.
Well, I can certainly understand that. And your emeritus position still allows you to teach under contract, and it's this contract that you're ending, right, because of your fears.
That's exactly right. And let me stress, the fear is not a huge fear, but it's an enhanced fear, enhanced partly by the law and partly by the fact that my class has 500 students. You know, the chance that one of them might really sort of flip out in my office and pull a gun on me.
And you're talking about something that, you know, when you're lying in bed at night, this is something that really does haunt your dreams.
It's not as much lying in bed at night. That I don't worry about it. But what I do worry about is the feeling of tension that this would engender, because somebody might do something and you're always going to be on the alert. And I don't need to put up with that. I mean, life is short. I don't need the money that much. I'd rather do other things.
And there are Nobel laureates at the University of Texas. How many people do you think are on the margins, sort of at the end of their career, carrying huge, you know, experience as teachers, and the kind of people that attract students who are going to make a decision like this, do you think? Just, I know it's speculation, but you're not the only one.
I'm sure I'm not the only one, but it's probably easier for me than almost anybody else on this campus to do for a whole variety of reasons. I think the bigger concern is people who are like 45, who are real stars, the kinds of persons that this university ought to be trying to recruit, who have lots of opportunities. And why take even a slight risk as the opportunity at UT when you can go elsewhere? So that's the way it costs the university.
I mean, does the president say, we'll just, you know, hand out Kevlar vests at orientation for teachers to attract them here? What's the reaction of President Fenves?
Well, let's start first of all with his superior, who's the chancellor of the university system, who was very vehement and just quite outspoken. He's a Navy admiral, by the way, against this legislation when it was being debated last spring. Right now, the president is holding a bunch of forums and has a committee designed to decide what they could limit as places you can't carry guns. But, I mean, the general limit, saying no guns in offices, I don't think that's going to happen. And similarly, no guns in classrooms, that's not going to happen either. They can't do that politically, given what the legislation was passed as. I'm sure that President Fenves would like to do more limitations than, in fact, are politically feasible.
Describe the conversations you've had among your colleagues. What do they say about all this? I mean, is it just a roll your eyes, this is Texas kind of thing? Or is this really something that goes against the spirit of academic freedom and a sense of an open forum for the exchange of ideas?
I think that's exactly it. A lot of people, especially in the humanities departments, are terribly concerned that, you know, why express something that might be controversial and over which a student might get really, really upset when there's an increased risk of having a student pull a gun on you? And I think that's quite reasonable. That's not my concern. My concern is just a heightened sense of tension on the campus and the feeling that somebody always might be going, flipping out and taking out a gun at you. It makes it a less desirable place for learning. It makes it less of a learning environment. It also impinges upon my freedom to operate in my classroom exactly as I want. I view my classroom and my office as my castle. Mm. And I don't like the legislature telling me what can go on in my castle. It's just, I see no argument for it at all, nor do I see the argument that, well, you know, it would all be safer if all the professors had guns. I don't want to have a gun. I don't want to be involved in shooting at somebody who happens to draw first. I'm probably too old to draw fast anyway. My reactions are slow. And having a gun would just make my life worse in so many, many ways.
Do you know professors who have said, no, I have a conceal and carry, and I think it's a fine idea?
I've had a couple of professors saying they're pro-gun, but they do not want them on campus. They understand that this does alter the learning environment here. Those are the only negative comments I've gotten. Just one professor said that. The only other negative comment from a professor, this ignores all the absolute scurrilous hate mail I've received, is from one professor who said by doing this hurts the University of Texas because it publicizes this kind of thing.
And the tension on campuses, particularly a place like UT Austin, is well documented with the suicide rates and, you know, the emotional tensions that students are under. So, you know, this really does seem to heap flammable material on an already smoldering situation. Do people have a sense that, you know, students are on the edge emotionally in many, many cases?
It's hard to see that they're on the edge emotionally, all of them. But remember, there are 38,000, I believe, undergraduates here. It doesn't take very many who, with guns in their pocket, could make life quite miserable for people. Again, it's the size of the university, the closeness together of the people, their age, and in my own case, it's the number of students whom I face each year I teach this class.
And the bullet marks on the buildings from the shooter in the tower.
The shooter in the tower, I certainly remember that, August 1, 1966. And it is a very, very interesting coincidence that the legislature in its wisdom passed this law to go into effect on the 50th anniversary of the tower shooting, which I find just remarkable.
Professor Hammermisch, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Daniel Hammermisch is a professor in the Department of Economics, the College of Liberal Arts at the University of Texas at Austin.
Hi, this is Victoria Corcoran in Austin, Texas. Very much against young men having guns on the college campus. The overwhelming perpetrators of gun violence is young men ages 18 to 30, putting guns in the hands of immature, emotional, stressed out young men. It's just a bunch of bad decisions waiting to happen.
Bremerton, Washington, guns should not be allowed on campus. Young, untrained students with guns and alcohol sounds crazy. Trained professionals have issues with using guns properly. How do we expect them to do better? My daughter is going off to college next year. I would never allow her to attend a college that allowed guns on campus. Join the conversation. 8778-MY-TAKE is our number. And there's much more at thetakeaway.org.